Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What are some of the pieces in this? Obviously, we've talked about the videos, all those clips that are not good looking, that could show up in here. Where do you think this is going to play out in terms of how the defense of Karen Reed is going to play this time? Do you think they're still going to be going hard on the theory that he was beat up in the Alberts home and the 17-year-olds involved and the dogs involved and, I mean, basically everything last time? Or are they going to have to really pull that back to protect themselves from all the damning evidence from the other side that could be brought in as well? It's a tough one. It's a tightrope this round.
It is. I don't know, man. Like that's going to be one that I'm just going to have to wait and see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's like, I just don't. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how this will all play out. I do imagine that some way, shape, or form, this stuff is going to be getting in. I mean, they will find, I think there will be some way. I mean, let me ask you this. If they're going to go down the road and Karen Reed's story, because they have to have some sort of story, I mean, they technically don't, but they go down the story of Karen Reed saw him get into the house.
Mm-hmm.
If the defense of Karen Reed introduces that theory into this, that this is what we believe happened, would that right there not open the door to bring out the contradictory statements of, well, that's not what Karen said before?
100%, but the question becomes, how do you get that in?
Yeah, that is the question. Close. Can you bring things like that in a closing? I mean, I know I'm asking an amateur question, but I'm the amateur over here. You're the defense attorney.
No, you can only argue what's evidence in the case.
Yeah,
like you can't argue.
Well, I mean, it is evidence in the case. It's being brought in, but how do you? I mean, if you're going to say,
how's it being brought in?
That's the question.
Short of Karen testifying.
Yeah.
There's no other witness who is going to say that John O'Keefe went into that house. The only person on the planet that is saying that is Karen.
Sure.
So short of her getting on the stand and saying, I saw John go into the house. Mm-hmm. I waited a few minutes for him to call me to tell me it's all good so I could leave. And then I left.
Yeah.
That whole story. How is it getting in?
That's a good question.
For Karen getting on the stand.
Yeah.
That's the only way it can get in. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you could use inconsistent statements to impeach people left and right, but like you've got to be impeaching them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like that's my question on how they come in. I mean, you can impeach people with anything.
Yeah.
And inconsistent statements are the number one thing to do it.
Yeah.
You know, so but the question becomes is how are they getting them in? And especially if they're not statements that are really inculpatory to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like her saying that John went in isn't inculpatory to Karen.
Sure.
It's exculpatory.
Exculpatory.
So like, I cannot wrap my mind around how he's going to be able to get it in short of her testifying. So like that whole dynamic, man, is fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Like what the way that Brendan's trying to use these pieces in terms of trying to force hands is really, really interesting.
And
it's like, we're going to see how it plays out. And it's going to obviously be dependent on the way that Canone rules.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, it doesn't make her a murderer. It points to someone who doesn't want to accept responsibility, but again, not responsibility even necessarily for a murder, not wanting responsibility for not remembering what happened. And that's where it gets so iffy, because I think no one truly knows exactly what happened out there that night. Could she have clipped him? Maybe. There's certainly that is a possibility in the line of options of what could have happened. But those statements don't necessarily show that she did that either. It just shows someone who doesn't want to be even considered to have any sort of responsibility for that. So that's the other element. It's not a trial of Karen Reed's a bad person or is Karen Reed a narcissist, right? Like, that doesn't matter. That doesn't make a person a murderer. It doesn't make him have to be locked up in prison. It just makes them, you know, not the nicest person in the world, or maybe.
Like, it's easy to sit here and kind of poke at somebody whose life has been on the line for going on 4 years. I mean, like, if you were like, I think that the biggest takeaway from this is that everybody that night was shit-faced.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Not just Karen Reed.
Everyone.
Not just John Keefe, but everybody in that house. I don't think any of them are reliable witnesses at all. I think that it was a day of day drinking that turned into a night of night drinking. Mm-hmm. And you've got a bunch of people that really have no idea what went down and when it went down.
Yeah.
And that includes Karen. That includes John. That includes the people in the house. Mm-hmm. The thing that's so frustrating about this case is we're never going to know because nobody's memory is ever going to get better.
Yeah.
So if you cannot rely on the science in this case, which is the best evidence, that the vehicle itself, the damage to the vehicle and the injuries to John O'Keefe are far and away the most powerful evidence in this case. Yeah. Everything else to me is just white noise because it doesn't really matter. I've said it a million times. If I were trying this case, I wouldn't touch the third party culprit shit.
Yeah.
I would stick to the facts of John O'Keefe's body does not look like a body that was hit by a 6,000 pound vehicle, period. Yeah. End of conversation. And that the damage to that vehicle does not look like it struck a human being going 24 miles an hour in reverse.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever been in an automobile accident. I hit a deer going probably 7 miles an hour in my old Chrysler 300.
Yeah.
And it completely destroyed my front end.
Mm-hmm.
It's 7 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Like I barely, and it killed the deer.
Yeah.
It's 7 miles an hour. Like I
think of that. So, it's like, parking lot speed.
Parking lot speed. And it totally, because it was a 200 pound deer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I hit it and it caved. It went into my radiator. It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, this wasn't me plowing into a deer at 20 plus miles an hour. I was just starting to reaccelerate. So those are the things that I look at as a defense attorney when I'm trying to get a not guilty and I'm going to lean into reasonable doubt because I think it just lives and breathes in this case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, they've created the situation where they've made this case so much harder for themselves by introducing this stuff. And look, I get the fact that at this point, the lawyers and Karen all believe that they've solved this thing and that something did happen inside that house. I understand it. And if something did happen in that house, then they deserve to be punished. The question is, how are they ever going to prove it?
Yeah.
They would have the same issue proving a case against those folks in that house as they do proving a case against Karen Reed. The case is never getting any better.
Yeah.
The facts are never getting any clearer. So to me, what you do is you focus on the things that we know. And we know what the damage was to that vehicle, kind of. But what we definitely know are the injuries to John O'Keefe.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like to me, you know, like the injuries just have never, I if you can explain to me in a way that it makes sense that he was sideswiped and how he ends up 15 feet into the yard, go for it. You know, like convince me. I don't know what those injuries on his arm are, but they sure the hell don't look like they came from him being struck by a motor vehicle. You know, I mean, like if he was run over and road rashed, maybe. But where are the matching damage holes to the sweater or the hoodies?
Sure.
You know, we've got a few punctate wounds. That is not what your clothes look like if you've gotten road rash from getting dragged on a road. It's just not what it looks like, dude. So where's the bruise? Like all the things that we've talked about for two. Nothing has changed with that. Nothing.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.